The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Brian Baldinger will join us. Baldy, Odyssey NFL insider, in just about 20 minutes. That's at 7:20. But right now, it's time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. Don't sleep makes you great.
By the way, I'm just looking at the weather forecast for, you know, just for here.
I
know
it's perfect.
It's amazing for like the next week.
I know.
Like literally every day is amazing.
What is it for game day against the 85? Giants?
Something like that.
Yeah. High of 85 on Sunday?
It was warm yesterday.
I see 83
okay.
for DC, but yeah, maybe 85 there.
I was getting used to the mid-70s. Remember last week was like
sure.
mid-70s?
Yeah.
It was getting a little bit sized.
Got a little early taste
and then
of
get
fall.
Bumps up to, you know, mid-August temps.
Yeah.
A little warm yesterday for mm-hmm. me. A little humid.
I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, I know you love it.
I do. I love it.
I want to turn my AC off, open up my French doors. That's what I want to do.
By the way, you know what I noticed about this morning? Since I've been walking lately when I've been playing Valdez, thighs getting a little, I felt like a rock today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think my thighs are, you know,
getting toned.
It's like when I was biking all the time.
Mm.
Yep. Thighs are getting silly.
Who would have thought physical activity helps?
Well, because you're walking and you're carrying your bag. I don't do the pull cart.
Oh, you don't
thing
do
yet.
The push cart?
No, okay. I still have, I know I'm wrong because like kids use them. I still have this bias against
no,
them.
No, there is. There's definitely a bias. You just got to get over it.
You just got to get over it.
Just got to get over it.
I know, but I still have it. So I'm carrying my bag. But my thighs, I'm telling you.
All right.
Feeling pretty good. You
let
might
me
want
see. Let me
well,
see.
Hold on. I got to stand.
Let me do a test here. Yeah, pretty solid.
Huh?
Pretty solid.
Not bad, right?
Yeah. I give your thighs a solid B.
Do you guys? I felt my thighs right before I went in the shower.
You did?
Yeah, I felt my thighs.
Did a self-inspection?
Ooh, that's kind of firm. Kind of nice. All right. Valdez has some audio here. We have a couple clips here. We got one from our favorite quarterback in town, Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
We'll hear Jaden talk about all the runs he's taken. I think Scott Abraham asked him a question. And I think we have a Ron clip. Oh, yeah, Ron.
Fun. That's
he's
great.
Still here.
Can't wait to hear that.
Did you run Solheim. Into him? Did you run into him? You mentioned.
I talked about it. You obviously didn't listen to my story.
I listened to part of your story. I didn't remember that part.
I did not see
you didn't
Ron.
See Ron.
No.
Okay.
I was hoping to.
Right.
Jaden, this week a lot has been made of your 16 rushing attempts in your first game. The processing there, it's so quick, obviously, during the middle of the game. What are you seeing when you think of, like, okay, I got to tuck it and run? Well, like, what are you looking for to make you want to, you know, I got to use my legs here?
I'll just say based off the situation. Obviously, that's, like, situational things. You know, you kind of just go from there. I can't really tell. It's like a instinctual thing, feel thing. Like, hey, the time is up. Obviously, you don't want to get hit by 300-pound-plus people. So, you know, it's kind of just like a – that's kind of – growing up my whole life, man, it's like just an instinct. Like, that time – that clock in your head is like, all right, it's time to go.
Yeah, he knows. He has an innate sense of when – things are breaking down around him and when he can get out of the pocket and make a play.
Boswell wrote an article, I think, in the Post about how he's going to shatter if he keeps running like this.
Mm.
Which,
well,
you know,
yeah, of course. But
I don't think
not.
Anybody expects him to run 16 times a week.
No.
Yeah.
That's kind of how
that
it played
is
out.
Unsustainable.
Yeah.
But running 8 to 10 times a week, mm-hmm. if he gets out of bounds, protects himself, does his barrel rolls or slides, whatever you want to call it.
He's going to have a few big runs this week. We know that. You just don't want to see it 15 times.
Right. What I'd like to see him, like, the next step is a couple runs on the run, a couple throws on the run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Evade, slide step, and then, you know, rip one.
That would be nice.
Guys come up and he just dumps it.
Yeah.
To Eckler right there.
Right.
In college, did he have a lot of those type of throws? Obviously, he had a ton of scrambles and obviously had a ton of deep balls and every type of pass, but did he have a lot of passes on the run?
I'm not sure.
Not when I saw him.
Everybody said it kind of looked like more of his Arizona State days, where he's just kind of running around.
So once he tucks it, he pretty much goes.
They always say he's a pass-first guy, but yeah, maybe. That could be a knock against him.
Is this going to be the new thing week to week? Is that we're analyzing the amount of Jaden runs?
I think there's going to be a good chunk
of
that.
Well, you know we're going to overanalyze it. We know we're going to overanalyze it. That's for sure. You can't deny that 16 is too much. You can't have your quarterback lead your team.
It's going to be the weekly referendum, yeah. I feel like. At least in his rookie season.
As I said yesterday, every time he does it, though, I'm so excited.
Well, it helps.
Because I feel
him
like
win.
He can take it to the house.
Warren Sharp had a stat, or three stats, about Jaden Daniels' performance. It was about the expected play average.
Uh-huh.
Well, when they run, it was positive. When he passes, negative. And I can't remember, there was a third category, which was negative.
The passing game was basically non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he mustered 180 yards. I'd like to see that be a little bit more prevalent and maybe have a little bit more, be a little more impactful.
I got to think 50 or 60 of those passing yards were on that last drive.
Yeah, it's fine. Still counted. They still, the starters were still in.
Yeah, that's true.
They were still pressuring. And now Valdez, I guess Lurch didn't see him when he was out there. Maybe you'll see him today. But Ron Rivera is a golf nut. He was out there for the Solheim Cup. And he was asked about the Commanders and what he saw in week one.
What are your early thoughts on this team?
Well, first of all, I really like what DQ has done. I really do. I got a lot of respect for Dan. He's done some really good things. I like the players. I really do. I thought they had a nice draft. They did some really good things in free agency, spent some good money, and I thought got some really good guys. I think really right now it's just a matter of them coming together as a team, and I know Coach will continue to push them to do that. I think what the Harris Group is doing, you know, kind of rebuilding that facility, hopefully giving the players everything they need.
Yeah, and Jaden Daniels, last question. What have you seen from him? I know a lot of Commanders fans very high on that young man.
And they should be, just because he's a tremendous athlete, great arm, really is. You know, he's got to continue to focus on his decision making and get better at it, and he's going to get better. I really like what they do offensively. They got a tremendous amount of skill sets around him. Really do like Terry, and I really like B-Rob. I think they've got an opportunity to really take this team and do some good things.
Any sort of a message you had for the fan base, Commanders fans? I know they're very hungry.
They are, and they should be. And you know, it'd be great to see them all come back and get behind this team. It really does, because it's really good for the community.
He's such a nice
guy.
He's
so nice. It's hard to pile on
him. Such a terrible coach. He's such a nice guy.
I mean, you just hammer him, though, every time we talk about him.
He's a terrible coach, but he's a nice guy.
I agree.
You can be terrible at your job and still be a nice person.
I just think of how it's funny how he's talking up all the guys around him.
Right.
Yeah, all the guys. He gutted your roster.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, got rid of all the guys you brought in.
He just says nice things. Back to Jaden Daniels. So I found the Warren Sharp post. Warren Sharp, at Sharp Football. Does a lot of analytics. And number one, he says, the most efficient play in football is actually the scramble. And he makes a point of saying, if Dan Quinn's defense played the Bills, he would love it if McDermott told Josh Allen not to scramble. But then, based off of Dan Quinn saying, maybe we need more designed runs, he points out, Jaden Daniels on 7 scrambles is a plus 1.15 EPA per play. That's an 86% success rate, 11 yards per carry. Running backs on 14 runs in the game were negative 0.08 EPA play, 29% success, 3.6 yards per carry. And then his dropbacks, 26 of them, was negative 0.13 EPA per play. So why would you take away the thing that is the most successful part of the game
they
for them?
They may scale it back, but they're not taking it away.
But
it's not going away.
Because they want them to play 17 games.
Yeah.
They want to play they want to play 15 games. That's the only reason. I mean, yeah.
And that's one reason why they drafted him.
I mean, think about it. Even God, why am I forgetting the quarterback from Carolina? He got so hurt.
Cam Newton.
Cam. He got so hurt.
Yeah, and he was a tank. He was like 6'5", 240.
Couldn't be any bigger and more of a physical specimen.
He was probably 30 pounds heavier.
than him. All right, so we talked about it yesterday. The spread on the game is 1.5. I see the total is 44. I don't know if you're seeing the same thing, Jason.
I see 43. Depending on where you're looking.
44. I'm looking at the predictions. Mm-hmm. So on USA Today, a bunch of their guys. Looks like everybody in the USA Today is picking the Commanders.
Okay.
Right? Wow. Lorenzo Reyes, Tyler Dragon, Richard Morin, Jordan Mendo, all picking the Commanders. Then I would say, okay, well, let me go check what are they doing over at CBS Sportsline. Right? We love our guy Will Brinson, Pete Prisco, Ryan Wilson. Pete Prisco, who's been very high on the Skins, he's picking the Giants.
He's been especially high on Jaden Daniels, too.
Yes. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Brinson.
Hedging.
He's picking the Giants.
Oh, he is.
Everybody else is picking the Skins.
Interesting.
So 4 out of 6 at CBS Sports are picking Washington. Now, they're picking it with the spread, but do you think they're picking it because they're getting +1.5?
I mean,
they think
it's going to
be
points.
Like a 1-point game. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. I think they think the Giants are going to win.
I mean, if the Giants are getting like +3.5, that extra
different.
Hook, like, yeah, you might want to put your money there, but the +1.5 just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Right. Look, if you look at all the power polls after week 1, the Giants and the Commanders are roughly in the same spot. There's not a lot of respect for the Commanders this year. Even before the season, they were ranked 27th, 28th, 29th in the league. And then you got to watch the defense in week 1, and you have the history of Daniel Jones thriving against this defense, that I could see why people are going with the Giants. I just saw a stat, though, on Daniel Jones. So it was also on Warren Sharp's analysis. He had the yards of separation of receivers for 7 or 8 quarterbacks.
Right.
And they were all roughly in like the 4 to 5 yard range. And most of the completion percentages in those situations were in the 70% range, 75%, maybe even 80% when their receiver had 4.5 yards of separation. Well, Daniel Jones's receivers had about the same separation as the list of quarterbacks there, and he was completing at 52%.
No, not
with
great.
Big separation.
Not fantastic.
I'm looking at, and it's only
now he's getting pressured probably more than the other quarterbacks.
Right.
I think he took 12 quarterback hits.
I'm looking at the stats, and that's only 1 week. But when you compare the team stats for Washington versus New York, obviously some of our worst stats. Third down defense, we were dreadful there. Do you know what they were converting at? What percentage?
The Bucs?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like 9 of 12 or 9 of 13?
69%.
Yeah, it was very high.
Okay. The other stat where we're not, you know, all of the defensive stats are not great. Scoring defense, well, you could expect that. I mean, 31st. I guess somebody who gave up more? Who gave up more than 37 points per game?
Saints
the
game.
Panthers.
Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina.
Panthers.
They, up 47.
They got obliterated.
And then, let me see, passing defense gave up 280 yards. And then when you look at the Giants, that really, I guess the big one where they might be vulnerable, maybe this is sacks allowed. Daniel Jones was sacked five times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, he was hit 12 times.
Right.
He was pressure shot. The defense only gave up 21 because they gave Minnesota 7 on a pick 6.
To me, the most alarming stat I've seen on the Giants. This is from Hayden Winks from Underdog at Hayden Winks on Twitter. Plays that went to Malik Nabers. JP brought up the EPA stat. Plays that went to Nabers in the opener, +4.1 EPA. All other Giants plays in that game, -20.7 EPA. So you think
that's cumulative.
Right. You think
to get to the minus 20.
You think Dable isn't going to major in getting Nabers the ball against the secondary?
Like, he's going to try.
He's gonna attempt to.
Well, that's got
to
be the one guy that we do double, right? That's got to be the one guy that we do double.
You would think that would be a
priority.
They
didn't double Mike Evans all the time.
But, well, they had maybe more threats.
Robinson will get a bunch of targets because you would assume they're going
to
double.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
They'll get a lot of the short area stuff.
And that's why he had 12 targets in week 1.
Right.
He didn't really murder you, though.
No, he's going to be a short yardage. He's not a super explosive, like, deep threat, but he can catch the short stuff, and that's what Daniel Jones, if there's pressure on him,
what is
going to do?
What is missing Saquon do specifically to Daniel Jones's run threat? How does that impact that? Not having Saquon anymore.
I feel like he should lean into the run more if Saquon's not there, but he didn't do much against the Vikings in week 1. I think he had 6 carries for 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't really.
They couldn't run the ball. Singletary did nothing.
Because I think that's ultimately where Jones beats you is with his legs.
Yeah.
You know, and we're the only team he beats.
Right.
But that's
hopefully that
been my
stat changes this weekend.
Right. Right.
Commanders put a W in the column.
Do you guys know?
The only thing that kind of worries me about this game is the Giants defense. I would assume they're going to play much better than they did this past week. And they've got a couple guys that can get after the QB. Now Daniels can get away and scoot away. But they didn't get to Darnold last week.
I do have an obscure stat for Skins fans. Even though we're 40-50-2 all time at home against, we have a losing record at home against the Giants.
Right.
Very annoying, including a 2-game losing streak to the Giants at home. We are 5-2 lifetime against the Giants in week two.
I do like that little small sample size.
How about that?
I'm big on that.
There you go.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk more NFL with Odyssey's NFL insider, Baldy. Brian Baldinger will join us next on The Fan.